My name is Geir Haugsbakk.
And mine is Yngve Nordkvelle.
We are from the Inland Norway University of Applied Sciences. The main title of our article is on the expression of hegemony in the field of educational technology. The article is primarily based on a case study of the leading journal in this field in Norway over the last 15 years. We will start our introduction of the paper by answering the question, why was it written? And then we will highlight some of the main approaches, perspectives, and findings. The reason for writing the article is threefold. First of all, we have for some years been part of a project aiming at gaining an overview of key actors, their perspectives, and results after more than 30 years of ambitious governmental efforts to introduce computer technology in school. Secondly, we are convinced that analysis of the main journals in the field might offer an avenue for investigation. And our focus of the article has been on what we consider to be dominant arguments, discourses, and issues.
And finally, we have wanted to relate the analysis to the hegemonization of meaning formation. We have wanted to identify the discourse of the journal and then to consider the extent to which it relates to what might be regarded as the dominating political discourse in the field. The research journal at the center of our analysis is the Nordic Journal of Digital Literacy. It's a mainstream journal publishing peer-reviewed articles. However, being subject to the Norwegian Ministry of Education and Research, it represents a rather interesting case for interrogating the issue of hegemony. Placing the journal's policy at the forefront, addressing the editorials, was the preferred option. The main findings, based on issues of the journal of the first 10 years, are that the editorials are in keeping with what can be regarded as the political priorities and the prevailing political discourses in the field. They contain relatively few, if any, critical perspectives and have scant references made to the research articles and research area it claims to serve. The method used is document analysis inspired by discourse analytic approaches.